USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The attorney for Hunter Biden's responding to Thursday's federal gun indictment issued for the president's son. The indictment states that Hunter lied about his drug use while purchasing a gun at a federally licensed dealer in Delaware in October 2018. In a statement, attorney Abby Lowell questioned a handful of new charges that were added in the case. Back in July, the Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Noreika questioned the provisions of a plea agreement for Hunter Biden, which ultimately fell apart. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the coming GOP House impeachment inquiry is not about politics. It's about getting answers for the American people.
I'm not saying impeachment. All I'm saying is I would like to know answers to these questions.
McCarthy and other House Republicans leading the Oversight and Judiciary Committees have said they will look at credit card and bank statements for the Bidens as their inquiry commences. The White House and President Biden himself are denying any wrongdoing by the president. The National Hurricane Center is posting tropical storm warnings and hurricane watches now along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Western Nova Scotia is also now included in the warned area. NASA Director Bill Nelson's announcing a new Chief of UFO Research, or UAP, as they are now known.
The NASA independent study team did not find any evidence that UAP have an extraterrestrial origin. But we don't know what these UAP are.
Nelson explained the results of an earlier independent study, which he says formed the basis for his decision to appoint a new director of UAP research at NASA. He says the research will be a genuine attempt to find answers and that NASA will be transparent about the process and its findings. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi. And
maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FBI is looking into violent threats made against Fulton County, Georgia officials after the arrest of former President Trump.
Investigators told Channel 2 yesterday that Sheriff Pat Labatt, District Attorney Fannie Willis, and their families and others have been the subject of threats since last month. Some have also been directed at their employees.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is coming to Washington, D.C. to visit Congress and the White House next week. The visit will happen as Congress considers over $20 billion more in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine's war against Russia. Sources say Zelensky will also have a meeting with President Biden, likely on Thursday. Ukraine continues to plead with the West for more war supplies, artillery shells, jets, and armored fighting vehicles. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. Musk explains the nature of the attack the Ukrainians were planning at that time.
Kind of like a Pearl Harbor type attack on Sevastopol, on the Russian fleet in Sevastopol.
Musk told the tech conference this week that U.S. government sanctions prevented the use of his Starlink satellite system over the target. In the days since these comments were made, Ukrainian forces have successfully launched an attack on Russian Navy forces anchored in Crimea. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.